This edition of the Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 15th of August 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week, we've invited in Finnish saxophonist Timo Lassi and his band to jazz up the Monocle Studios. Timo has played the sax since childhood and during his career has worked with everyone from Jose James to Nicola Conti, as well as scoring the recent film Moomins on the Riviera. Now he's doing his own thing and has just released a new album called Love Bullet. Sit back and relax or get up and dance as the Timo Lassi band takes to the stage with Green Pepper Strut. Lassi, welcome to the studio here at Midori House and thank you so much for that brilliant session.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I think that was the smartest session we've ever had here.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
Lots of ties and suits. Yes. Let's start right from the beginning. You started by playing classical piano and then you moved onto saxophone when you were a teenager. What was it that drew you to jazz?
Well, you know, music was present in my childhood home. My father played as a hobby. He still plays some saxophone and clarinet, so we had instruments home and he had some records. So I think I heard jazz in very early age. But then I had all, you know, many other hobbies like the teenagers do. And then I actually got inspired playing saxophone. Like when I went to high school, I had very good teacher there who told me to. I was about to quit the playing, but he told me that hey, you should just keep going. And then I went to this high school that was like music orientated, and there I met some people that were more into jazz than I was, and they were kind of presenting me many artists and making like a tapes, you know, that you should listen this and this. And from that moment, I started to practice. And
there's been sort of a rise with people sort of like Kamasi Washington, saxophonists like that, coming more into the foreground now. Do you think there's been a bit of a resurgence in interest for the saxophone recently?
I think this kind of playing with the people, for the people kind of attitude, it's getting more and more audiences.
What's the jazz scene like in Finland?
It's good. It's small, but it's very active. There's a lot of good musicians and some festivals. Yeah, I've been very lucky to build my career there. And also I did music for some films. Now recently
I
wrote...
Moomins
and then a couple of other Finnish movies also that I wrote a jazz score. That
was, and how's that different from doing your sort of solo stuff? How's it different working to a brief maybe?
Well, it's supporting very well my style, and I want to in my own music also like tell stories, bring the cinematic side of the music. Now we're gonna slow down a bit and play the title track to you, so you're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
you've travelled around playing jazz all over the place. Do you find that there's a difference in jazz scenes wherever you go, or do you find it sort of a similar, small in each city and certain types of people?
Yeah, there is, of course, different audiences, but my music kind of fits for many different occasions. Like we do concert halls and we do clubs, and we also played in some rock festivals in Finland. So this, we can kind of adapt our style to different audiences. And I've noticed that recently there's more and more younger people coming also, like especially in Helsinki, there's a lot of young people coming to the jazz concert, which is a very nice thing.
I suppose sort of the cliche with jazz audiences is that they're very polite and they take things seriously, but your music's so upbeat. Do you find that people are getting up and dancing?
Sometimes they do, and you know, my music is danceable. I always, in every album, I try to make some songs that can be played on the radio and that are danceable, and you know, it's soulful, entertaining jazz music, what I want to do. I play for the people, you know, and create like a little bit more modern sound, but the sound, like the influences are coming from the 50s and 60s jazz music.
Timo Lassi Band, Jorgos Kontrafoodis, Ville Herrala, Ville Pynssi, Abri Saas, van Timo Lassi. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Keep or not?
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Timo Lassi, and his new album Love Bullet is out now on Must Have Jazz Records. Join us again at the same time next week when Ben Folds will be tinkling the ivories and chatting to Andrew Muller. This show was mixed by Alex Funnell, and I'm Holly Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in.